Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hey, welcome back to the Mama Mac Show. I'm your host, Mama Mac, and we're here at CoachZineRadio.com, where urban culture lives. It's Friday night, and I'm here with my homegirl, Pyra the Flames.
In the Mac Cave, as always, and y'all know we got a real special treat for y'all today. You know, we're going to have a real meeting in the ladies' room. So if you want to be brought to your climax, all you got to do is call in at 646-668-8287. But before we get into the climax, let's go ahead and get into our throwback of the day, That Love Don't Live Here Anymore by Rolls Royce.
You abandon me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore. When you lived inside of me, there was nothing I could conceive that you wouldn't do for me. Trouble seems so far away. You change it right away, baby. You abandon me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy.
Stop.
condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai sweater that I bought. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous. Being in the neighborhood.
I got a meeting in the ladies' room.
Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
I don't know, but I think you better watch your man. This girl, he's doing like nobody else can.
All the girls are watching.
CultureZineRadio.com or Urban Culture Live. And if you, you know, if you still want to get into getting your climax on, you go ahead and give us a call. If anybody want to ask questions to our very special guest tonight, the phone number is 646-668-8287.
And tonight, we have one of the original band members. Not only is she legendary, but also a co-founder. She's one of the original. I'm saying, you know,
the hottest.
Right. She's, you know, she to me one of the reincarnations. It's a legendary all women band. She's like they're a reincarnation of Jodeci and the Pussycats to me. You know, the all ladies band. They were hot. It's their climax. You know, and with that name, you know, you couldn't go wrong. But we want to bring to the Mama Mac K. We have Miss Cheryl. Miss Cheryl Cooley, is she, you hear Miss Cheryl with us?
I love that intro.
Girl, we was in here jamming just now. We had to run back to the mic because that meeting in the layroom had us going. Girl, I had my hat to the side. I was Bernadette just now. Girl, that was a jam. Smoking, finding cigarettes, and taking your time.
Still laughing
at
today.
Dude, that was good. So how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. We're, gearing up to do some tour dates and stuff. And I'm really excited to get out there and make the men all pause and have a meeting in the ladies' room.
Girl, wait a minute, I just threw my back out. So I ain't young no more. Anyway.
Well, you think you're about to start touring. You know, you've been playing for some time here. Would like to know... So when did you first start playing? I mean, at what age did you first get your guitar?
Well, actually, I started playing at age 11. I saw the bands on TV, and I was excited about it, and I had a little toy guitar that my parents got me for Christmas. And one day, my brother-in-law, who was a jazz musician at the time, his name is Hubert Laws, and he's a pretty popular jazz musician. He was visiting my parents' house and, heard me trying to play this little toy guitar. And my sister jumped up and said, hey, why don't we get Cheryl some guitar lessons? So, I took lessons for quite a few years. I studied in school and grammar school, junior high and high school. And I went on to get my college degree in commercial music.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah. Well, how did you get in the band? Well, did you have to audition? How did you get in the band?
Well, it's a funny story because actually I was playing at the time, I had just graduated college, and I was playing in different various, cover bands, top 40 bands, and I was in a rehearsal one day with one of those bands, and there was a little window in the door, and I kept seeing these... girls' faces looking in the window at me, seeing this girl play guitar. It was unusual at the time. And so all of a sudden the door busted open and they came in and said, hey, you don't want to play with this band. You want to play with our band. We have a whole band. I was like, okay. So I went to the rehearsal and, tried out, tried to see how it would sound us working together. And, like I said, I had just gotten out of college and had my degree, and, everybody else really wasn't on my level at the time. But they were having fun, and that's really what kept me coming to the rehearsals, and we rehearsed enough so we, got ourselves to a better professional level. And I was also working at a bank at the time, and I was telling my supervisor about this all-girl band I was in. And she said, hey, if you give me a demo tape, I'll give it to my uncle. He's a producer for Peebo Bryson and Minnie Riperton. So we made a demo tape and gave it to him, and he didn't like it. He thought, well, this is not really good. But here's the thing now. Here's where it teaches you, you never give up. He happened to be having lunch with a executive at Solar Records, and he told her about this all-female band, and he had a demo tape. And, gave it to her saying, maybe you can do something with it, but I don't think it's very good. And she played it, and she loved everything about it. And within months, we were signed to Solar Records.
Right. I always try to tell artists, you can't give up. That's all, because I was going to tell you can't give up. And that's a good thing for artists to hear, because people get discouraged and they give up because people don't like their music. But somebody out there, if you got it, you got it. Because the bass, when I hear that music, I was telling Pyra, I said, listen to that bass. That's when you close your eyes, and after that second, third Long Island, the bass is what do it. When I'm on that floor after that third Long Island, I don't hear the words. That bass had me, that's what had me all pulling the tablecloth off the ship. Excuse me, but that bass is what got me going, I saw Pyra. I said, you gotta watch the video, because once when you see Cheryl tongue start hanging out with that bass, and she be on that bass, her tongue hanging out, it's over.
time. You know? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so tell me, when did you really feel like this is, you know, this is where you are, you know, this is where you want to be, this is your niche? When did you know this was for you?
You know, even before I started taking guitar lessons, I had a dream, a daymare, a nightmare, whatever you want to call it, whatever your belief. And I actually saw myself on stage playing guitar. The lights were going. The microphone was in front of me. I was getting ready to step up to the microphone and sing. And I looked to my right where the rest of the band was, and I thought, gee, they look kind of different. And I couldn't visually see or mentally see what was different about the band. So fast forward, I'm going to say, I don't know, 10, 15 years, I was on stage at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, and all of a sudden the dream came true. I was on stage, the music was playing, the lights were flashing, I was getting ready to step up to the microphone. I said, oh, wow, I got to look to the right to see what was in the dream that I couldn't
interpret. Deja vu.
I saw that it was an all-female band. So my point is, it was already there. The desire was already there. The idea was already there. I didn't know how I was going to get there, but I just felt it. I mean, anytime you have a dream, if you feel it with conviction, if you know that you know that you know that you know, it will happen. It will happen. I can't state that enough. If you know that you know and you feel it, you don't know how it's going to happen, but you know it's going to happen. It will happen.
Wow. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Right. Now, where did this name Climax come from?
Well, we wanted a word that meant the ultimate peak of musical excitement.
Is that what it means?
I'm going to leave it right there. You can interpret the rest you want. But yeah, I mean, we want an exciting word, you know, so we changed the spelling a little bit, and voila.
Right, right. I like the spelling, too. The spelling shows expression. I like them two X's at the end.
I mean, when you say that this helps you reach your musical climax or the height, I have to say, you've worked with a lot of different people, I mean, and over several decades. I actually want to congratulate you on the idea that you guys are inducted into the Funk Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was awesome.
Right, right. And then also, you know, I read a little bit of an article that you guys did a little work with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because we were actually the first outside project that Jimmy and Terry worked with. At the time, they were told about this all-girl band, you know, and they were like, oh, well, we would like to produce them. You know, they had never produced anybody, so it was like we were trying each other out. So we got in the studio. They were really great to work with. They're, you know, really supportive of the artists and their expression. There was a song called Wild Girls that they wrote for the band, and at the end of the song, they wanted this wild guitar solo. Well, at the time, I was really intimidated, you know, and scared to do it. And what they did was they put me in the recording booth by myself, turned out the lights, put in this big, huge amplifier, it's called a Marshall amplifier for guitars, plugged it in, threw on the distortion, and said, play whatever you want. And at the end of the song, it really worked. I mean, they just let me, just whether it sounded good or it didn't sound good or the right note or the wrong note, the whole thing was about the expression. You know, it's not what you play, it's how you play it. Any instrumentalist will tell you, you can play a C note, you can play a D note. It doesn't matter the note, it's how you express those notes. And that's really what they taught me.
Okay, you went from Jimmy Jam to Jimi Hendrix, huh? You know, you have to tell me, you are an exceptional guitarist, but are there other artists that influence you or that you feel kind of give you your vibe to just influence you to be an artist? Or who do you look up to?
You know, I think I take a lot from a lot of different artists, but I will say the musicians or the artists that really kind of, really kind of turned the key for me were artists like Sly and the Family Stone, Earth, Wind & Fire, Confunction, I mean, those kind of bands, you know, hard funk, hard driving funk. That's the really, you know, that's the kind of music that I really like playing. And those kind of that kind of music was really what inspired me to, you know, continue to learn how to play guitar. You know, at the time, some of the guys didn't want me to play in their band, but because I kept, you know, enhancing my craft, they couldn't deny me. So, you know, it was like, okay, yeah, she's a girl, but let her play. She could play, you know. And I was ran into that, you know, when I was younger. And I can understand because at the time, you know, being a female musician was something new. That just wasn't something that you saw in a lot of places. So a lot of times the guys wouldn't expect me to play as well as I did. But given the chance, you know, when I would play with the band, it was like, oh, yeah, she can play. She can play. You know, then I started being able to play in different bands and really developing my craft. I mean, there's a lot of times you get what they call, I guess, was it pigeon-toed, where you stay in one place or one type of music or one style of music too much. But if you expand your experience, if you expand your styles of music, there's so much more knowledge to learn. You know, even if, you know, jazz music is not your thing, if you play, you know, like blues, you'll learn something new to come and add to your jazz format. So that was really what the, you know, thing was that I, you know, learned playing or listening to the radio, different bands on the radio and how they played their songs, you know, how they expressed and put songs together. All of that was all a part of the training and teaching and learning that I went through all through life.
Well, it obviously worked. You got that black girl magic.
Right. What was your first single that you guys, was the first single ever that you guys released?
It was called Never Underestimate the Power of a Woman, and I actually wrote the music to that.
Oh, okay. Wanted to get back into never underestimating the power of a woman.
And don't never do that.
You know, something that I noticed is like, because you've been around and because you're such an exceptional artist, you're actually somebody who's been sampled too. You know, the way that music transfers through, and now we're getting into hip hop, or I mean, it's obviously been around for a minute, but there are several artists who have sampled your music, and I just want to know, is there anybody who you feel like really did it justice, or any songs you like in particular where somebody sampled you?
I really kind of only heard one song that kind of, I guess, kind of sampled, kind of resembles, you know, what we did out there. I don't think Climax was an artist that a lot of the hip-hop guys would sample. Music.
Girl, ball, pom.
You know, I don't think they want to kind of touch meeting in the ladies' room or the men all pause. That might not be something they want to touch. But anyway, you know, hip hop has its own expression. I mean, it may not be something that I would play, but I do appreciate the craft and the creativity that a lot of these hip hop artists do that pushes the envelope. I mean, because I've had so much of the, how do I say, classroom training, there are certain boundaries that I was taught never to cross. Well, with hip hop, they don't know those boundaries. So their creativity is that much more expansive, that they can go outside of the 1-3-5 chord structure, you know, that I am so enthralled in. But they, since they aren't into that or they're not trained with that, they have the opportunity to be so much more expressive with chords and lines and harmonies. And I fully think that that is something that, you know, hip-hop brings to the table. It, you know, I don't want to say breaking the rules, but expanding the rules. And that's really all the activity.
So is there anybody in any new artist, not necessarily have to be hip-hop, be R&B, soul, any genre, any artist that you like to collaborate with, you feel like this is somebody that could really expand and you guys could do really make magic together?
Wow.
Or just somebody you like to work with?
I'm thinking. Well, actually, you know, I would love to work with Chaka Khan. I mean, I know she's not a producer, but, you know, I mean, I really like her style of singing. You know, I'd like to work with Jimmy and Terry again, of course. You know, I mean, they just really had some awesome talent.
Okay.
I just hadn't thought of it like that. I have to sit down and think of some things.
Right. And see, and our thing is we need to bring that music back, you know, because now with this, you know, this music, you know, you know, with that music, I don't have no dances for that type of song. You know, I need this music I can groove to. You know, we what are they saying? You know, you know, so, and then, I mean, you know, I don't know what they saying. You know?
Yeah, I get that. Well, I have to agree with you. You know, I like to know exactly what's being sung. I like to know exactly what's being played. I get that. But you have to understand the music that we're discussing now, R&B music, old school music, you have to understand that before that came into existence in the 60s, I'll say, people that were listening to the music in the 40s were listening to big band. And when, you know, rock and roll came into the scene, they were just as horrified about rock and roll as some people are horrified about rap.
Yeah.
It's just that the times are different. The generations are different. So each generation has a style of music that they are able to, I don't know, contribute to society, I guess you could say. I must agree with you. I mean, I like the, you know, the old school. Of course, that's where I come from. That's what I know best. Some of the newer stuff, I kind of scratch my head on. But, you know, I see some of the other young people, and they're really into it. And I'm like, well, maybe I'm missing something. And then I think, no, I'm not.
Right. I mean, the stuff they said is they throw them in the car, kick them in the fence. Throw them in the car, roll them in the fence, throw them in the tree, monkey in the tree. They jump to all kinds of subjects all in one song, you know?
I have to take a step back and defend hip hop just a little bit because every artist is not like that. But I do hope that we bring back the idea of actually having music that makes sense because it should create, you know, emotion inside of you, and that's what it's really made for, and that is what the music that you make does.
Right. Okay, sure. I have a little flashback old school memory. Back in 1984, you guys performed at the Circle Star in San Rafael. And with Roger, Ready for the World, and it was U Climax.
Okay.
And
let me change one thing with that story. It was 1985. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. It was 1985. It was Roger, it was that band, Climax, and Ready for the World.
Right?
You remember that?
Yeah, of course. That's why I had to correct you on the year. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I performed on stage with Roger. He came out in the audience and he got me and brought me up on stage. And I worked it out up there with Roger. I was a girl. I had on my purple, had my Jordache purse to the side. And I worked it out only because I knew Climax was up there watching me. He took me backstage, and I met Ready for the World. I think you guys had went on after him, I think. So you guys, after the show, I was backstage with them, and you guys are already on stage. But I was the one he took up on stage and pulled out the crowd and got on stage, and I worked it. I had my little blonde Jerry curl, and I had a little purple outfit. And I knew y'all was watching me, Climax. That's why I bought my ticket to come see. And I worked it out because I knew y'all was watching me.
and
I was Climax for a whole week at school. Couldn't nobody say nothing to me in school, in class, in high school. And I still got my backstage pass and my ticket in my high school book.
You know, Cheryl, I do want to just stop and ask you, because of what a great artist are you, again, just are there any encouraging words that you want to give to some of the newer people in the game, what they can do to be, you know, as successful as you've been?
Never give up.
There's going to be people that are close to you. They're going to think you're crazy. There's going to be people that are not close to you that are going to want to sabotage you. There's going to be people who don't know you who are going to want to discourage you. There's always going to be somebody who's going to have something that you don't want to hear. But you should never let that deter you from pursuing your passion. If your passion is playing music, singing music, then follow that, because, you know, when you're on your deathbed taking your last breath, you're going to be, damn, I should have went ahead and did that song. You're going to regret it. Trust me. Follow your passion. I can't say that enough. Follow your passion. I don't care if your passion is paint rock. If that's what gives you pleasure to do, to be creative, then do that. Doesn't matter what somebody else thinks, because that's your creativity. That's an extension of you. That is nobody else's judgment but you. You have to be the one to continue on your passion. I'm telling you, you'll regret it if you don't follow your passion. I'm going to say it three times. You will regret it if you don't follow your passion. You will regret it if you don't follow your passion. You will regret it. Don't follow your passion. I don't care what it is. Making clothes, making hats, painting toes, whatever it is. Follow
be
your
you.
Passion. It will make
and regardless what anybody say.
Regardless what anybody says, regardless
we
what
know
anybody
you.
Thinks, it doesn't matter. It's your life, your passion. Follow
right.
it. Because that other person isn't living and breathing your life. They might be living mm-hmm. next to you or whatever, but they're not living your thoughts. They're not
right.
feeling your emotion. You have to follow your passion, no matter what somebody says, no matter what somebody does. I mean, people are going to sabotage you until the day you take your last breath. Heck, people are still trying to sabotage me today. But that doesn't
Woo.
Discourage me for continuing. You've got to follow your passion. You've got to do what makes you happy. I don't want
you
gotta
make your climax.
You said what?
I said you gotta reach your climax.
That's right.
I mean I know that you've been doing it to make your climax. Seriously, I wanna follow what you're saying too, because I wanna be successful like this. I mean, even now, you got new music coming out. We actually want to take a break for a minute and bring on one of your new songs here, the Love Me by Climax. This is really, you know, I mean, it's just, so we'll go ahead and get into that really quick, and then we'll come back, and you can tell everybody where they can catch you in these tours that you're doing right now.
All right. Yeah.
Let's hear Love Me.
You love me. Take me by the hand and show me. Put a ring on it and let me on it. Show me things I ain't never seen before. Then give me all I need and more. Don't get another man's space to take. That my love for you is here to stay. I'll be true and I'll be yours forever. Hey baby, if you love me, love me. If you love me, love me. If you love me, love me. If you love me. Treat me like your queen.
You love me.
Just wine and dine and show me all the fine things.
You love me.
I can make your wildest dreams come true.
You love me.
Don't get another man's space to take your place.
You love me.
And I'll show you that my love for you is here to stay.
Love me.
we're back here on the Mama Mac Show on CultureZooningRadio.com, where urban culture lives. And we're here with the legendary Cheryl Cooley, one of the original members of the Climax group. You know what it is, the Men All Pause.
Aw, ladies band.
And that, of course, was one of her newest songs, Love Me, You Know We Love You, Girl.
Thank you.
You know, we ain't gonna keep you all night. We wish that we could, but we can't, so we ain't. But before we let you go, we definitely want to ask, girl, please let everybody know when we can come and make the men all pause and catch your new tracks that you got going on. Where can we catch you at? Where can we find you?
Yeah, you know, I invite everybody to check our website at www.climax.com. That's spelled KLYMAXX.com. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/climaxmusic. All of our social media is there on our website. Actually, our next show, if I'm remembering correctly, is going to be in Fort Washington, Maryland, in August. So, yeah, check us out there. And I invite your audience to, you know, sign up on our mailing list on the website also. We're out there making music and making the men all pause.
Right. Don't never stop. Don't keep doing that music till you're 199 years old, because we love it. As long as I got my pain pills, as long as I got my back pain pills, and I got my tennis shoes on, I ain't going to never stop grooving to it.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
And I'm smoking funny cigarettes. Right. Yeah, and with a name like Climax, you know the men are always gonna pause.
So you know we gotta get into it. You know we gotta get into it one time before we go. Please.
And I want to thank you. Really, thank you. It's a pleasure, because you know to have this all ladies group and represent the women. It's a pleasure. You know, there's never been a group like Climax. So you guys are legendary to all the women in the world. With this being a worldwide radio talk show, the radio station, it's amazing to have an all ladies group. These men, they think they're beyond us, and you know us women,
you know it's the black girl magic,
you know, women, you know, they know how you know they patting, they out there patting their feet, you know, so they'll, but it's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much.
All right, so thanks for having me. Have a great evening.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Look into that menopause.
So that's
shoes on, my Gianni Versace blue leather suit. My nails were done, my hair was fierce. And I was riding in a Cooper's limousine.
Don't you want to ride? I was at home feeling sleazy, so I went down to the speakeasy. As soon as my feet hit the door, I had all attention from the dance floor. Don't you know the men are paused? Thank you.
somebody slap me, cause I know I'm looking good. I'm giving attitude all over the room. People are staring at me. I just look too good for these people. Don't you know the minute of us? Yeah, just look at them. This dog is coming out of them. The natural dog. Radar. Radar. Kitty girl, I think I'm gonna leave right now because I have some things to do. Call my chauffeur. I love you all, but I got to go.
Welcome back to the Mama Mac Show. We want to send a big shout out to Miss Cheryl Cooley. Miss Cheryl Cooley, thank you for kicking it in the Mac Cave.
Really enjoyed you. Had a great time.
It's going down. You know, today is July 14th, 2017, and it went down today. But today is not the only time that it has gone down, or I'm going to say this is not the only thing that has gone down in history. Because in 1951, the very first park honoring an African-American was made, and this was for George Washington Carver in Joplin, Missouri, so we got to give it up. And give it up. You know, besides that, it's hot as hell. And so we also got to send a shout-out because you're able to get that real, real cold glass of red Kool-Aid out the refrigerator thanks to Mr. Jay Standard, who in 1891, registered for his patent with the refrigerator. You know, I got to love that. Because everybody let it eat, you know, but also just feeding the love and that.
Black history.
You know, black history.
Black history.
You know, put the black and
brown. Give it to us. Give it to us.
You know, I love it. Let's get into computer love, though. Get a little go back.
We got a little something to do with computers, too, you know.
It is like the first computer. I mean, it's like the first.
Give it to us. Give it to us.
I'm going to call it the first. No,
computer lab. Let's say computer lab by Zap.
I mean, I got computer chips in them there.
I wanna love you. I wanna love you. hot sexy mamas to cool prima donnas. I wanna share one treasure, oh so rare. Oh, it's your face I see on my computer screen.
Do the birthday shout outs. I want to say happy birthday to my beautiful mom. She's an angel in heaven. Her birthday is tomorrow on the 15th. Happy birthday, Mom, Miss Dorothy Mundy.
We also want to send a shout out to Miss Drama Cat because we missed you last week. Well, we didn't miss you, but you know, your birthday passed. Happy birthday,
happy
girl.
Birthday, Drama Cat, and my sister.
And of course, my other twin, you know, the other angel in heaven, Kim Combs. Happy birthday, passed, you know, gone but never forgotten, of course. And
we got Pyra right here, one and only Pyra Flame, her birthday co-host.
Celebrating my birthday last week. But, you know, it's not the only cancer love. Of course, we got to show the cancer love to the artists in the industry. So happy birthday, Tiny from Escape, another cancer. And happy birthday to Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas, always showing love. And on the way out, we do want to go ahead and leave with that old school throwback. Oh, Sheila.
We're ready for the world.
Oh.
I'm ready.
You ready? Thanks for showing up, y'all.
At CoastalZRadio.com, where the coast is.
Always, it's good for the geese. It's always good for the gander. Irish sailor. Let the others be, 'cause with you is where I got to be.
Let me love you to the moon.